it is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! I'm alive.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting today?
We're starting with some lovely, heartwarming film news that Steven Spielberg has lured one of the most famous colleagues, one of his most famous colleagues, out of retirement for a gig, and that is John Williams.
And we're delighted.
Oh, isn't it amazing? This will be the 30th time that they've worked together on a feature film.
Amazing.
And we thought maybe with Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny that, you know, because Williams had sort of hinted back then that that would be his last film. But not so, because now he's working on... We don't know much about this Spielberg movie. It's a sci-fi film. We know that. It's for Universal. It's penned by David Koepp, and it stars Emily Blunt, Josh O'Connor, Colin Firth and Eve Hewson. So it's going to be opening June 12th. But what a wonderful kind of collaboration. He's 93. And
it's
so
amazing.
To have, you know, 30 films with the filmmaker he's probably most recognised with for their sort of great films that they've had together. Lovely. It's lovely.
That is great news indeed. And as you say, it's visually vague in terms of that it's just some kind of a UFO film. But of course,
that's it.
We've two of the finest making it so and collaborating together. So we look forward to that. We've no title, sure, we haven't yet or anything?
No, not as yet. Not as yet. And there is, do you know, there's a book coming out on John Williams as well. It was at an event to launch that this was mentioned. So we look forward to that. And surely we'll have it in our Christmas goodies list
indeed.
As well when the time comes around.
It'll be coming around very quickly.
It will.
Okay, you have some casting news for us.
Yes, Sydney Sweeney is going to star and Justin Lee will direct a remake of a 1964 French-Italian film called The Man from Rio. It's considered sort of one of the better spoofs of the early Bond films and it follows a young French private on military leave who comes to the rescue of his girlfriend who's been abducted by thieves and brought to Rio de Janeiro. So the film is said to have inspired some that we already know, the likes of Robert Zemeckis' Romancing the Stone and also sort of the Indiana Jones franchise as well. Chase Palmer did wrote the new iteration with Sweeney and Lynn attached as producers as well. She's going to be seen shortly on screen in the boxing biopic drama called Christie.
Okay, you've some animation news for us today.
Yeah, the Warner Brothers Animation have announced on July 21st, 2028, a little bit of time to wait, they are going to release the film adaptation of the highly popular Hello Kitty. So this has just been such a phenomenon, really. It was created in 1974, a 6 billion annual merchandise superstar. The Hello Kitty brand has never been adapted for the big screen before. A film adaptation has been in the works really since 2015 because 20 characters from the property are allowed to be used in the film. So the flagship character is the British white cat named Kitty White, who wears a bow. Lindsay Beer penned the script for the film, and Leo Matusada, who did Big Hero 6, is going to direct the film. We don't have any word yet on any voiceover artists for the film, but Hello Kitty.
It'll be a popular one, no doubt about it. Yeah. News of a computer game.
Yeah, this is Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan and filmmaker Peter Berg, who's done the likes of Lone Survivor and The Kingdom. They're joining forces to develop and produce the live-action Call of Duty movie at Paramount. So the project was officially announced early last month. The film plans to thrill its massive global fan base by delivering on the hallmarks of what fans love about the iconic series while boldly expanding the franchise to entirely new audiences. The aim initially is for a major feature film. However, Paramount are reportedly they also have the rights to sort of expand the franchise into a universe of multiple films and TV shows should they desire to do this. It's been an interesting time for Sheridan, the creator of Yellowstone, because he has a deal with Paramount to last for the next sort of 3 years, but he is going to be moving to a new home after that. And, you know, a lot of his stuff like Yellowstone and Landman and all of that has been so successful for Paramount Plus. Berg himself has recently wrapped production on the World War II film The Mosquito Bowl.
Okay, very good. Now, you've lots of casting news for us today. What is Josh Hartnett up to?
He's going to star in and produce the action thriller All Day and All Night, which hails from Norwegian filmmaker Tommy Wiseau. Coppola. So Harnett will play Billy Davis, a reformed bank robber whose daughter gets into Harvard, so he returns to a life of crime to come up with the tuition money.
Okay.
When the bank heist goes horribly wrong, he and his crew accidentally stumble onto the set of a failing reality TV show. Now Billy must stay on air long enough to figure out an escape plan from the cops, trying to arrest him and the mob trying to kill him, while the producers must keep the show on air long enough to boost their ratings and evade cancellation. Okay. Shooting for this one will take place next year.
All right. Now, Quentin Tarantino, we're used to seeing him more so behind the camera, but a casting role for him?
Yeah, he's going to probably have his biggest role on screen since From Dusk Till Dawn, which was back in 1996.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
We know he likes to pop up in movies, but he's going to join Simon Pegg, Charlotte Gainsbourg, Sophie Boutella, and French actor Liam Hellman and US singer Lizzie McAlpin in the new film Only What We Carry, which recently wrapped filming in France. So Welsh writer-director Jamie Adams helms the project set against the windswept coast of Normandy. The project is dubbed a meditation on love, loss and the quiet courage it takes to move forward. So in the movie, Peg plays Julian, a once formidable instructor whose former student Charlotte returns home to face the ghosts of her past. Joining them are Julian's old friend John, played by Tarantino, whose sudden arrival stirs long buried truths. So it sounds quite interesting.
Okay, yeah. Interesting one for him to go for. Now, meanwhile, Irish actress Catriona Balfe has a new project.
Yeah, she does. And she is joining Eben Moss Bachrach in Andrew Haig's new film. So he would be the director of All of Us Strangers,
if you remember, with
Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott, which, you know, went on to win multiple awards. So this new film's called A Long Winter, and the production is underway in Alberta, Canada at the moment, and it's based on Haig's adaptation of Colm Tobin's short story of the same name.
Okay.
So the film is set in the mountains as autumn comes to an end, and the film, the family prepares for the long winter ahead.
Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Okay, look forward to that with Catriona Balfe. Always worth a watch. What about a trailer watch for us this week?
Okay, so a teaser launched this week for, it is actually number 7. It's Scream 7. I know, it's hard to believe,
isn't
it?
What a perfect one for the Halloween special to pick for us, Garrett. Okay, let's take a listen. Scream 7, here it is.
This is it.
Can't believe we're staying at the Psycho Killer B&B.
Oh, that's so cool. It's a motion detector.
Hello?
Hello, Sydney. Did you miss me? Nice little town you found. You and your pretty daughter reminds me of where we grew up.
Well, you sure know a lot about me hiding behind a voice changer.
Oh, I'm not hiding, Sydney.
It's always the phone, isn't it? And then
why
the person.
Why does she answer the phone?
And then he's always in the house, isn't he?
He's always in the house.
Has she not learned by Scream 7?
So Neve Campbell is back as Sidney Prescott in this. And Ghostface Killer emerges in the quiet town where Sidney now has built a life with her daughter. And as you can hear from the clip, that, yeah, she's determined to protect her family. Courtney Cox is also back in the film as well. And the original writer, Kevin Williamson, directed the new outing, which is going to be coming to cinemas in late February. That is Scream 7.
They just keep on coming. Okay, thank you for that, Garrett. New releases in cinemas. Begonia, we mentioned it last week.
We did indeed, yeah. And this is about two conspiracy-obsessed young men kidnap the high-powered CEO, played by Emma Stone, of a major company. Yorgos Lanthimos directs this movie, and it's gone on a wider release now this week. Now, we've also got Palestine 36. Take a listen to this clip.
The relationship between us and our land. That's the work of thousands of years.
A new page in history is written today.
Huna sawtul Quds.
This is Jerusalem calling.
والله يا جماعة الناس مش لاقية توكل كيف العاد بدها تدفع ديون والصهاينة قاعدين بأخذوا في أراضينا.
The British court transferred your land to the settlers.
We are looking for armed bandits.
We've shut down every Arab printing press. We set up checkposts and curfews. There has to be another way.
There isn't.
Yes, that is Palestine 36. I see there was a special preview in Cork during the week and a Q&A with Jeremy Irons, who we heard there, Garrett.
Yeah, Liam Cunningham also featuring in the movie as well. So it's a historical drama, explores the beginnings of the Palestinian people revolt against the British colonial rule in the 1930s as unrest grows during a pivotal period for the region. We've also got Continental 25. This is set in the capital of Transylvania, where a woman serves as a bailiff. She has to evict a homeless guy from a cellar one day, which has disastrous results and sets off a moral problem that she must try to resolve. Shelby Oaks is about a woman's obsessive search for her missing sister, leads her into a terrifying mystery at the hands of an unknown evil. And then there's a documentary as well on Kenny Dalglish, a humorous and emotional film following his career at Liverpool and Celtic. The film reveals how he became one of Europe's greatest players and an icon in the city of Liverpool for what he did off the pitch as much as on it. And then back on the big screen, Back to the Future.
Oh,
it's
lovely.
40th anniversary. So if you really just want to have a chill this weekend and go and enjoy Robert Zemeckis' great movie with Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd starring in this time-travelling movie, it's just a wondrous movie. And it's back on the big screen.
Back on the big screen is great. You know, it is one of those movies that welcomes repeat viewings. Let's just remind ourselves of its brilliance.
Whoa, stuck here. I can't be stuck here. I got a wife in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
She's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what she wrote here, Doc. I mean, that says it all. Doc, you're my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
Yeah, we do now. It is such a classic, isn't it, Garrett?
As you play that clip, I just realised, you know, every single word of that movie.
Yes.
I've watched it so many times.
Me too.
It's just terrific. And Alan Silvestri's score coming in there, terrific score as well from the movie. Yeah, and if you're really interested in the movie, Michael J. Fox has actually written a book about his time making it as well. I know it's been covered quite extensively to date, but Future Boy is the book that he has out now writing about. And of course, he famously took over the role from Eric Stoltz. Set to recast because it wasn't working for them, and 6 weeks
That's
into
right.
production they went and recast Michael J. Fox, and the rest is
so
history.
Good, isn't it? Absolutely. Yeah. Back to the Future on the big screen, back on the big screen, and definitely worth a watch. What about a TV movie for us?
Well, we lost Diane Keaton just recently, and when I saw that this was on, I thought, you know what, that's a great fun movie to watch and just remember her brilliance. This is a movie about an aging music executive with a preference for younger women and finds himself falling for his girlfriend's mother when she nurses him back to health after a heart attack. A wonderful cast in Jack Nicholson, Diane Keaton, Keanu Reeves, Frances McDormand, Amanda Peet and Jon Favreau. Something's Gotta Give will lift your spirits as well. This is a really good movie and it'll remind you of how great Diane Keaton was. 9:35 RT1 tonight.
A lovely choice, Garrett. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.